The bill, sponsored by Milwaukee State Representative John Richards, will require background checks on guns sold by private individuals on the internet or at private gun shows and flea markets. The bill has strong support from law enforcement. Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn says the bill would reduce gun violence and called on legislators to pay attention to polls that show a vast majority of citizens support requiring these background checks.
As respectfully and professionally as I can manage, I'm asking the legislature to put aside the talking points. Think about how you would feel. How many victims do you need to hear from to identify with your constituents, all of whom could be the victim of a firearms violence by somebody who's procured a gun legally with the intention of using it unlawfully?
So far, no Republican legislators have signed on to the bill. State Representative Janet Bewley of Ashland says, unlike most Democrats, she supported concealed carry legislation. She says this bill won't prevent all gun buys that lead to murder or injury, but she says it is a step in the right direction.
This is something that is reasonable, that most people, I believe, will find that is a logical approach to a very big problem. It will not solve all, but it is a wonderful first step.
Governor Scott Walker and Republican leaders have so far declined to support new gun control legislation and have proposed reducing gun violence by improving mental health care access for potentially violent individuals. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.